The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Want a $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Roe. Go to roe.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Roe membership fee. Deductible costs may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to roe.co/safety, Rx only.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Mourinho in the 91st minute does it, and Spain holds on to advance. They will play the winner of the United States and Belgium in the quarterfinal from Sophie's Stadium, otherwise known as LA Stadium, in the World Cup, because FIFA doesn't want to talk about SoFi, okay? So Spain versus the United States, hopefully, is what we're looking at on July 10th. That will be extravagant and amazing, but Portugal is done. They have been eliminated. They had some brilliant opportunities, Brian. A couple of great ball-ins.
Yeah.
Just missed with a header that went too high over the net, but Portugal was trying to get the equalizer to force extra time, but Spain advances with a Mourinho goal in the 91st, 1-0 Spain over Portugal. All right, we're rolling here. Chris Young going to be joining us on the other side, about 15 minutes away. We're going to have the CY show going on here in the G-Bag Nation. Wolchuk, Broadus, Chiafalo, Alexander. We got Nick's outside doing the video coordinating. Shout out to Gavin Dawson. Send that man some love on socials. He posted a beautiful picture of a bird today outside his parents' home.
Birds
Abby
of prey.
It looks like a hawk, some sort of badass bird. And I think he's living his best life out there. But without further ado, let's go ahead and do a little football fix, shall we?
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Wrong side!
Left side!
Wrong side!
Left side!
I use these for acid indigestion.
So what are we going to use these for?
Intimidation.
You know I got to get my fix, man.
Guys, the Commanders made a signing. Uh-oh, here he is. Rasul Douglas is a Washington Commander, the cornerback formerly of the Green Bay Packers, the Philadelphia Eagles, and others, is going to Washington on a one-year deal worth up to $3.8 million, according to Adam Schefter. Now, the move that we're waiting on, that at least Brandon Ayuk has said is happening, is Brandon Ayuk getting released by the 49ers in signing with the Washington Commanders. Well, Brandon Ayuk loves Instagram Live more than anybody I think that I have ever seen before. And this is the what not to do if you want to try and play football somewhere else other than your current team or just anywhere in any given life situation. Here's Brandon Ayuk over the weekend on Instagram.
Fry gonna text me and talk about something. You on my team now. You follow my rules. Boy, I'm a grown-ass man, boy. You gonna have to stop running behind your mama, and I might believe what you're talking about. But until then,
Wow. Five is Jaden Daniels, just for anybody that didn't know, in Washington. Now, they did play together at Arizona State. I think a lot of people, myself included, that's why we've linked. All right, if he's going to move on, Washington makes a lot of sense. Now, I don't know. There's some people alleging this could be a bit between Brandon Ayuk and Jaden Daniels.
It seems so dumb that it has to be.
Right?
But, like, why would Jaden Daniels sign off on him being clowned for being a mama's boy?
And then he put the deuces sign up on his Instagram, like, I'm good here, you know? I think Brandon Ayuk is just losing his mind right before us all, and there's something seriously troubling about this entire.
He was drinking while he was doing this too, wasn't he?
Was he?
Was that a drink? I saw him like he took a swig.
It's hard
in
to imagine doing all of this sober.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he is always alone in these videos. You brought up that point. Now I can't unsee it.
Yeah.
He is always alone. Mm. I don't know.
It's one of the weirdest things to
I can't believe this would be a bit. I just can't believe this would be a bit.
It's just like, why would you bite the hand that is potentially going to feed you in Jaden Daniels being the one person who would be like, please let me have Brandon Ayuk as one of my receivers?
Well, most recently, Ron Carthon, who was the former Titans general manager, now he's the director of personnel with the 49ers. He was asked on SiriusXM about Brandon Ayuk, and he said, quote, I've been going back and forth in my head over the last couple of days. I really want to reach out to Brandon on a personal level and just see if he's willing to have the conversation.
Yeah.
I think there's something there that hasn't quite been unlocked. And I mean, regardless, maybe he's fine. Maybe he's totally fine, and, you know, we are over exaggerating this and reading and putting things together that aren't real. But it does not seem like, I mean, it's very Antonio Brown-like. And now he's leaned into it with the ESPN CTE, and he's made a career post-football out of this.
CTESPN.
CTESPN, thank you.
Got a huge following on socials.
And I'll be honest, some of it's pretty good. Some of it's pretty funny.
Yeah, dude.
I do enjoy some of the content.
He made a business out of it.
But gosh, Brandon Ayuk. I don't know. There's a lot of insiders that do not believe Brandon Ayuk will play football again. The every time he opens his mouth, he is just costing himself opportunities and money.
Do you think that I've seen people tie these two together, and please don't take me to the woodshed on this one, but I've seen people tie that every time he does one of these videos, it makes a guy like George Pickens look bad.
Oh.
In a way of like these, you know, when you got like the receiver that's just doing like, you know, kind of, and I know they're not the same, but there's people like saying, hey, Brandon Ayuk needs to just shut up in order to help George Pickens. And I was trying to kind of think of the
all these teams are looking around going, yeah, we just want to run 13 personnel, man.
Yeah, we don't need.
How can we build a Super Bowl team without
crazy
any
receivers?
Yeah, we don't need receivers. And I'm not saying that George Pickens and Brandon Ayuk are the
all these
same
divas.
Guys.
No, they're definitely not.
But it's just like it just makes people think. Why do we want to sign a receiver? Like, you know, why do we want to sign?
It's like Russini's the bad look for all female reporters. It's
okay,
just like
is that
kind of
real?
Thing.
That's out now of her and her family on like a cruise ship. Some people have put Mike Vrabel in the background and doctored the video, which is
Vrabel was at Taylor Swift's wedding the other day.
Yes.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The missus.
That was a who's who, wasn't it?
It sure was.
My goodness gracious. Who didn't get the invite to the Swift?
Well,
Kelsey
the kicker dude.
Butker.
Harrison Butker.
Butker, yeah.
Butker wasn't there.
He probably offended Taylor.
He was kicker.
I thought they'd give him a mic and
I
let
guess
him
Will
give a
Compton,
speech.
Bussing with the Boys, didn't get invited. And Ross Tucker did. All the podcast people did it.
Adam Sandler officiated the wedding.
That's amazing.
That was the biggest curveball of the entire thing.
They become friends. You know, Travis was in Happy Gilmore 2. He got the cameo in that.
Okay.
So maybe they have a relationship and they're buddies.
I love that. Yeah, I would be down to just hear what that sounds like with Adam Sandler officiating.
I hope we
get something channel different
out.
Characters? Like at one point, did Billy Madison make an appearance? And then he just switched on over to Waterboy and all the different characters that he has.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, it was. It seemed to be quite the event. And congratulations to the Kelseys now, Taylor Kelce and Travis Kelce. All right, ranking the.
Wait a minute. I thought he took her name.
He might have. Maybe it is Travis Swift now.
Travis Kelce Swift.
Travis Swift.
You just put the hyphen Swift on the back of the jersey.
Swift on the back of the jersey.
Mike Clay, Aaron Shatshots, and Seth Walder have ranked the 2026 NFL rosters. They have got the best projected starting lineups. Number one. You want to take a wild guess on who it is?
With the best roster in the NFL, that's very challenging.
It's tough.
I'm going to put my neck out there and say the Los Angeles Rams.
It is the Rams. Ram it. Your starting offense, Matthew Stafford, Kyren Williams, Puka Nacua, Devontae Adams, Kanata Mumfield. Sneaky good pick there. I think he might have even been like a sixth-round guy they drafted. He was one of my East-West Shrine guys 2 years ago.
Kanata Mumfield.
Terrence Ferguson at tight end, Colby Parkinson at tight end, your offensive line, Alaric Jackson, Steve Avila, Coleman Shelton. That is a weird name at center, Coleman Shelton.
First name Coleman.
That's bizarre. Kevin Dotson, Warren McClendon Jr., your defense, Kobe Turner, Puna Ford, Braden Fisk, Miles Garrett, Byron Young, Nate Landman, which is still a great name for a linebacker, Omar Spates, but then the secondary has been remade with McDuffie, Quinton Lake, Jalen Watson, Cam Curl, and Cam Kitchens. A stud. Biggest weakness, they said tight end. Might be the only answer you could give.
I think I'd go linebacker. I think Spates, and as much as I love the Landman name.
Could upgrade.
They could use an upgrade there. I mean, they don't need to, but that would be the weak spot. Their tight ends were awesome last year.
They played really well. I think a lot of that has to do with the offense for sure, but necessarily.
They're nitpicking right there.
Terrence Ferguson, I think,
even
is
the
a guy.
The linebackers are nitpicking.
Yeah, he's really talented. I mean, he could definitely take a step. And I like what they did with Max Clair. He might end up being the best overall tight end out of this class, the Ohio State kid. He's
really good.
He is good. Philadelphia is number two. They've got the Eagles roster as the second best in the league, even over the defending Super Bowl champs. Now, on paper, it looks good, but I don't know about the health of this offensive line. Lane Johnson's missing more and more games every year. Cam Jurgens, Landon Dickerson. I mean, these guys, one of them's coming back from a broken back. That's got to be your question, right? Like, the offensive line, which once made this, yes, I wouldn't have argued it. But I think they're taking a massive step back. Defensively, it does look really good on paper. Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Jonathan Greenard, Nolan Smith Jr., Zach Bond, Jahad Campbell, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, Reek Woolen, Andrew McCuba, Marcus Epps. I mean, they say their biggest weakness is safety because Reed Blankenship signed with Houston. They lost him. So now Marcus Epps is a backup who they're having to start. Now, does Cooper DeJean get run at safety? How much? And then they added Hollywood Brown as their third receiver in the offseason as well.
You know, speaking of safety, I kind of liked, didn't they draft Cole Wisniewski from Texas Tech?
They did. And the Cowboys were ticked. In the seventh round they took him because I think the Cowboys were going to try and sign him as an undrafted rookie free agent.
Yeah. Listen, I loved Andrew McCuba coming out. Mm-hmm. I know we talked about him a bunch. I kind of liked Cole Wisniewski when they took him. I was like going, boy, that is a guy. There's a guy that's around the ball, around the line of scrimmage, guy that tackles well. This guy might actually work out for him. I'll tell you what really, when they added Eli Stowers at tight end, and then Mekhi Lemon. I'm a big Mekhi Lemon fan. I think they got better. Now, can the quarterback? Those are guys that really are really good at attacking the middle of the field. But you got a quarterback that doesn't throw the ball very well in the middle of the field, and maybe they're trying to help him here. Maybe they're trying to help him. But man, I like Eli Stowers and I like Mekhi Lemon.
Yeah,
as additions.
I hope that now that they're there, you know, they have success elsewhere. They struggle in Philly, but yeah, I'm with you, man.
Markel Bell, that's You know, I think that's a third round pick right there. I'm thinking that's kind of a slow footed
Miami guy. Yeah, it fits the big bodied lineman.
Yeah, big body, but doesn't move particularly well. That one might be. They might regret that one. They
Seattle might regret that. Is three. The Bills at four, and nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills,
yeah.
Baltimore at five. Those are your top five rosters in all of the NFL, according to ESPN. Where are your Dallas Cowboys?
12th.
They come in at number 14.
Oh, I tried.
They're even behind the Chargers. They're behind the Chiefs, who are at 12. They're behind the Niners. Heck, the Packers are at 10 on this list. But the Cowboys at 14, biggest strength, surprise, surprise, wide receiver. Yeah. Biggest weakness, corner, says Mike Clay. Dallas doesn't have many major problem areas, so an unproven corner room is the biggest red flag. This area must be better. When the Cowboys finished last in defensive EPA last year, and they generated only six interceptions. But they did add ex-Ram Kobe Durant, Darian Kendrick. They were added, and they'll battle with Savone Rebel Jr. and fourth-round pick Devin Moore for starting roles. X-Factor, safety, Caleb Downs. Non-starter to know, Kevontae Turpin, says Aaron Schatz. We know he's one of the best kick return men in the NFL, but Turpin has also been extremely useful as a depth receiver, he writes, with receiving DVOA over 15% in two of the past three seasons. Last season, he caught 26 passes for 396 yards and two touchdowns, averaging 2.3 yak over expected, according to Schatzy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with him on the corner group. You know, I know a lot of people are saying linebackers still, and I get that, but the corners are the bigger question for me right now.
All right, we will get to your exact scouts and where they rank the NFL running backs. Did Javonte Williams get any love on this one? But let's go ahead and chat with Rangers President of Baseball Operations, Chris Young, next in the G-Bag Nation.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.